You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you got going tonight?
Well, there's a couple things going on today with me, and I'm kind of a little worried about both of them because I feel like I'm going to tick somebody off at one of these two things I have to go to. First off, I have to go to the dentist right after the show today. And if you recall, 6 months ago when I went to the dentist, they took x-rays of my teeth. And backstory, I don't have any cavities. I've never had cavities. I'm going to be 43 here in November. Never had cavities. I've had dentists tell me, you're probably going to go the rest of your life without getting a cavity because you haven't gotten one at this point. Well, I had x-rays done at this new dentist last year, six months ago. And she came back and she was gone for a while. And she came back. She's like, I really, really had to look. I had to search and search. And I found one. It was a, you know, back there on your molar, and we need to get that filled and whatever. And I called BS on it because what she said, I had to search and search, and then she never showed me the x-ray and where it was, so I never got it done. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I don't believe you. So I have to go in today and get my cleaning, and I'm going to have to say, supposedly I have a cavity, but I didn't get it filled. So I don't know what we are going to do about this today. Show me the x-rays.
That'll be a root canal.
I don't think so. I really still think there's nothing there. So I am going to be like, you guys need to show me the x-rays that you didn't show me last time and point out where it's at. Prove it. So things are going to get awkward today at the dentist. I guarantee you. And then second, we have parent-teacher conferences tonight. And I've already been labeled as the difficult parent at the school. And so I'm afraid something else might slip today during parent-teacher conferences because they are falling on a week where the children have Thursday and Friday off again, so some additional days off because they get days off like every other week. And I kind of want to say, you know, what's up with all the days off? And I've already gotten the stink eye from Knick Knack. She's like, don't do that. But I want some explanations. And I don't think that's bad. This is why we have parent-teacher conferences.
You have earned the tag most difficult parent, so I'm wondering if you would consider just sending Nicole to the parent-teacher conference.
No.
Why not?
Because I want to go. I like to go to these things. I like being involved. I like being involved.
Teachers don't want to be there either. So
I know that. Believe me, when we leave these things, I always say this could have been an email. I mean, this could have just been a...
Well, there you go. Then,
this could
then
have been bullet points.
Go and just give you the bullet points when she gets home.
But I also... I don't want to be an absent father. I like to go to these things. I like to meet the teachers. I like to be there and know what's going on.
Cowboy, by this point, you couldn't possibly ever be tagged as a... What'd you call it?
An absent father.
A what parent? You just said it.
An absent father is what
absent
I said.
Absent father.
Yeah,
you would never be labeled an absent parent.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've really put yourself involved
in
their lives.
I am.
So you're not going to get that tag. So why don't you just let Nicole go and then refresh you on everyone. When she gets home, she can tell you. That way,
because she won't ask the hard-hitting questions like I will.
Like, why do you got so many days off?
Why do we have so many days off? Why are they off Thursday and Friday this week?
Why do you... Just look it up online. It'll tell you online while they're...
It's fall break, I think, and really...
Well, then, why do you need to ask and just be antagonistic?
I'm not, but I'm just curious to see, you know...
That's not a hard-hitting question, by the way.
Agree that we need more days off.
Suddenly, you are some sort of investigative journalist.
I need to get to the bottom of some of these things.
I'm asking the hard-hitting questions, like, why do these kids have so many days off?
Yeah,
story of 10.
I know. I'm probably going to be difficult, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go, man. Did you go to parent-teacher conferences? Did you do all that?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
So long ago. I don't remember. Yeah. I'm sure I went to a few.
Yeah. I think it's beneficial.
I went to a few, but the point, you know, Dominic, like your kids, Dominic was a good student. And so there was never, it was mostly just Dominic's doing great. Okay, thank you. So,
yeah,
you know, I think there were times when, you know, I needed to go and I did. Mm-hmm. But mostly the teacher was like, look, your kid's doing great. Don't worry about it. Blah, blah, blah. And then the teachers just got some free time. So
yeah,
a lot of
that's
them appreciated
how ours is,
me not
is
coming in.
Probably going to go. Our kids are pretty darn good kids. But
Well, why don't you just send Nicole and then she doesn't have, nobody has to worry about hard-hitting questions That's, I'm sure that's exactly what teachers who are listening right now want to hear.
They're like, oh, God.
More parents with, quote, hard-hitting
I
questions.
I know, these poor teachers are like, we're already having to work late tonight and talk to all these horrible parents.
Yeah, for your stupid kids, we've got to do this.